Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
You're listening to SBS Greek Radio Language Program. My name is Pano Apostolou. Last October, the Hellenic Museum announced the appointment of Sarah Craig as CEO and Head of Curation of the Museum. I would like to welcome Sarah Craig and congratulate her for her appointment. Sarah, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Pano.
Sarah, you've been there at the Hellenic Museum. You started about six, seven years ago. How did you start there?
I started, back in 2014. I actually began as an intern, would you believe? I was doing my Master of Arts curatorship at Melbourne University, and the Hellenic Museum was one of the only places that I could find that really had a great collection of antiquities, because my background is archaeology. So I applied to become an intern and went from there. In 2015, became a curator, and the rest, as they say, is history.
And apparently you are the first CEO of non-Greek background. How do you feel about that?
Well, I consider myself a Philhellene, if that goes any way to mitigating it. Listen, I feel fine about it. Greek history and contemporary culture is a great passion of mine, and I feel comfortably placed to be able to take the museum in a really new and exciting direction that honours Greek culture. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the purpose of the museum is to promote the Greek culture, I mean the culture and the history that they're coming from Greece, or should promote the work of established or emerging Greek Australian artists?
Honestly, I'd say that it's a combination. Part of what I love about ancient Greece is the kind of intellectual and kind of philosophical curiosity, the way in which they reached out to the world in contemporary trading, paved the way for kind of scientific thinking around the world. And in a sense, it's intercultural knowledge sharing, which is the kind of key point to me, rather than sticking within geographical borders, because of course any culture is much, much wider than the place that it's based. So I'm certainly looking to reach outward, but also forward and embracing contemporary culture and, yes, absolutely, contemporary artists, which is something that we've been doing to a degree in the past, but it's certainly what I'm looking to ramp up in the future.
Tell me about your vision about the museum. You've been there already some years now, so how do you think the museum will be in 2030?
The beauty about museums is that they are evolving in the same way that most institutions are. I think we're digitally embracing kind of multiple platforms of engagement more and more. Certainly the most recent, 2020 experience has formed a huge shift in the way in which museums engage with their audiences. So certainly in the next year or so, we're all about creating moments to connect, explore, grow, collaborate, both in Australia and internationally.
You're listening to SBS Greek Radio. Pano Apostolou, I'm talking with Sarah Craig, the new Hellenic Museum CEO. She's with us today. Sarah, you have a huge task now to bring to the museum to the post-COVID era. It's a huge task. So, and I know that you have planned already some events for the for the future. So let's start with them. We will go later to the summer cinema, a very favorite topic for many Greek Australian listeners. But how about some other events that you're preparing or planning for this year?
So we're looking more deeply into our kids engagement programs through Argonauts Club. We're hoping to get some kind of Argo TV, some more exciting and dynamic programs that we can deliver to children of school age. We're also looking to digitise our collections. So if we do end up in another situation where unable to have visitors, people can actually engage more interestingly with our collections. And obviously we'll have, we've always got exhibitions and events rolling onward. And I'm looking forward to sharing those with you all in the future.
Okay, let's talk about the summer cinema. We know in February they will be screening three movies.
We've got a bit of an eclectic lineup with Mediterraneo is our first film, Rendezvous in the Air, which is a kind of 1966 comedy with a great cast. And then our final film this year is actually Jason and the Argonauts. I don't know if you know it, but it was a favourite of mine growing up.
It's a very old movie. It's a very old movie from the early 60s, yeah.
Yeah, it's I just adored it. So I'm hoping that people of all ages will be able to come and see that one.
The museum is open, so people can visit the current exhibition, correct? Exhibitions, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We reopened this week, but we had been open since November when mm-hmm. the restrictions were lifted. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners, Sarah?
I just hope that people come along on the journey with us as we grow and expand and have new and interesting projects, and which I will share with you soon, I hope.
Thank you. Looking forward to hear that. Sarah Craig, the new Hellenic Museum CEO, was with us. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you, Panos. Thank you.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.